We begin the current daven sechtes nida daven samach vav. Begin on the bottom of samach chemed beis, two lines up in the bottom of the yamid, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, opening up this parak, was discussing regarding a Jewish woman who gets married. So although there's dam, and generally that's a problem regarding dam nida, but we said that when there's a consummation of a relationship with a besula, so then there's going to be dam besulam, hymenal blood. And we say that that's the blood, and we could be taila depending on the circumstances and the category that she's in, till the wound heals, or for a period of 4 nights, or for 1 night, and so on and so forth. Now, related discussion, talking about Linda Braisa, haraya dam machmes tashmish. If a woman sees blood because of cohabitation, I mean, we're not talking about over here a besula version. We're talking about a woman actually gets menstrual blood because of the act of cohabitation that happens when she cohabits. So that's a problem because that's a regular woman, and if a woman's getting dam nida at cohabitation, that's a man having relations with a nida, which is forbidden, and that's a punishment of karas. So says the Braisa as follows. So mishamesh is pam rishayna vishniya vishlisha. So she has relations once, twice, three times. Now, if she continues to see dam during Tashmish, she has already now developed a chazaka, a presumption that when she's going to have Tashmish, she's going to have dam. So, mikam eilech leit tashmish, from that point on, she can't have relations anymore. Acha tiskash, until she gets divorced, because there's no way out over here. This man and woman cannot have relations. Every time they're having relations, it's causing dam, which is a nida. So, as a continuing type of samach vav menal, v'tinasa l'achar, she gets married to someone else. Which, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, what does that help? Don't we see that this woman already has a chazaka that she's roi damach tashmish? We say that actually, no, what the euphemism is not all the fingers are the same size as the fingers on the hand. Same thing is related to the male member. They're not all the same. And therefore, that wouldn't tell us because of this husband that the same thing is going to be with another one. So, nisas l'achar, she gets married to another man. For us, a damach mistashmish, and again she sees blood because of cohabitation. So mishamish is pamrishain, or bishniya, bishlishish, she has relations once, twice, three times. Mikama eilich leitashamish, if after 3 times we still see that she's having dam because of relations, so she can't have cohabitation anymore. Asha diskarish, return us salach, until she gets divorced and she marries someone else. Which, like we're saying, because after 3 times that develops a chazaka, because we're going like a b'shem gamliel, where there's a classic machlekes of b'shem gamliel and Rebbe throughout Shas, is a chazaka 2 times or 3 times. We're going like a b'shem gamliel, and all of them we have the gears of b'shlishes and a 3rd time. So this is la'achas, so she gets married to a 3rd man. V'rasa damach mistashmash, and here too she sees blood because of cohabitation. So m'shemesh is pamrishayin v'shnei v'shlishes, so she has relations once, twice, 3 times. B'kama elik, from that point on, lo'y tishamash achetiv dikasma, that she can't have relations anymore until she goes and inspects herself to make sure that she's not seeing dam by the tashmash. Says the Braisa, kitzad b'dekas asma, how does she check herself? How do we know? How do we know what's happening? We see that there's blood coming out, so what are we checking for? There is blood. So we have to check exactly what's the source of the blood. She brings a tube, and in the tube is a long stick. And there's a piece of cotton, something soft, on the tip of that stick that's in the tube, and you insert that in the vaginal canal. If there's blood on the tip of that stick, so if you do a shemina makarhuba, and then we do this test, and that you know it's coming from deep inside the woman, which is the only coming from, where's the tip of that cotton hitting? It's the tip of the uterus. Obviously, the blood's coming from the uterus, and then there's no hope for this woman, because she's a nida by relations, and this is happening every time, so she can't have relations. But she's constantly seeing dam, but maybe there's something else that's causing the blood. You don't see blood on the tip. But you do a shemina tzadnuba, then you know that the blood's coming from the sides of the woman, and then she's going to be tar, because it's some other blood from somewhere else in the body, and it's not menstrual blood, so although it's coming out of the same general area, and therefore we don't know, but that's a test to verify, to then say, okay, this woman's okay, although she's seeing dam, it's not dam nida. Now, says the Braisa, moreover, v'im yesh la maka boy samakam, if let's say she has a wound in the genital area, so tell her makasa, so then we could suspend that although she's seeing dam, it's coming from her wound, and therefore that's she's not going to be problematic as a nida. We could say the blood's coming from the wound. Now, moreover, v'im yesh la vest. So let's say for this problem that she has, that when she has relations, she sees dam. If she has a set period for that, and that is not every time does she have relations does she see dam, but rather there's certain time periods, certain cycles, when she sees because of tashmish, then toilet bevesta, then we could suspend it based on those cycles, and those times between the vestas, that's only every 4 times she sees because of tashmish. So the ones between those, then she could have relations without bedika, because it's only those that cycle that we presume it's going to come because of tashmish, but the other ones not. Now, continues the Braisim, qualifying the halacha we said before regarding you could be toilet b'dam akasa, But if let's say the wound that she had in the general area was a different color than the blood of her discharge, of her menstrual blood, then in the title, then obviously you can't suspend it in there because it's obviously a different type of a blood. Now, continues the Braisa, V'nemenes isha loymer, a woman is trusted to say, Maka yeshli b'makar, I know we're doing this test, there's blood coming out of the uterus, but it's not menstrual blood. I have a wound, an internal wound in the uterus, and that's where the blood's coming from. Shememena dam yetze, that's where blood's coming from. So, says the Tana, the woman's trusted, that's Divrei Rabbi, and therefore that's the opinion of Rabbi, and he says she's not going to be a nida because it's not menstrual blood, although it's coming from that area, but it's a wound. Now, as Rashi points out, only this teaching itself, that Nemenes Isha was being said by Rebbe, because the Reisha, in contrast, we had pointed out, that's actually his dispute throughout Shas, Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a Chazaka is three times, not like Rebbe holds, it's actually two times. Now, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, I mean, he says that no, Dam Maka Boman Makar Tame, even a wound of blood, but if it's coming from the uterus, that itself makes it Tame, and therefore it's not going to help, even if she has a Maka, she's still going to be Tame. Whereas for Besenu Hiidu, but our teachers, they testified, Al Dam Hamaka Habaman Makar, if it's wound blood that's coming from the uterus, Shutahar, that is Tahar, that's not a problem. And says Gemara, my Ben, what's the difference between them? Amar Ule, he says, Makar, the uterus, Makaymai, its place, is that Tame? Is it just the menstrual blood, or it's the uterus itself, that the blood that comes from it, that makes it Tame? That's Ikebena, that's the difference between them. Where, although it's Dam Maka, but the question is, what's its status? That's their Machlekes. Now, the Gemara asks on this Bryson. So he said that when the woman has dam, so what are we going to do? There's a test, we said. So we take, you take a shfeiferis, you take a tube, and you insert it, and you put it the stick with the cotton at the end, and then you can tell, is it really coming directly from the uterus, or is it some other, some type of abrasion, something else of a wound that a woman has over there? Ask the Gemara, but a tube? Afguri mefagrila. The tube itself, if you, like a tube, like in Talmudic times, it's made out of wood, it's not smooth, it's actually going to cut her when you're putting in the tube, and that itself is going to make dam. How is that a good test to do? Meshmul, he says, we're talking about a tube made out of lead, metal, and the end is tucked into itself. So the tube itself is metal, which is smooth, and the tip also is not going to be pointy because it's tucked inside, which has a rounded end, and therefore it's not going to injure the woman, and therefore that's the test that's used. But the Gemara has another question on the Braisa. Amli Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, he says, why is it, like we said, that she has the first man she's married to, three relations and out. Second one, three and out. Third one, three. And what do you do then? Then she checks herself every time. So the Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon, why are we doing this? V'tivdik atzma b'biyah shlishas shel baal harishon. After she has relations with the first husband three times, and we said, okay, you know, you can't have relations anymore because every time she's seeing dam, you already developed a chazaka. Okay, so why do you say she gets divorced? Now, with this husband, let her have to do a bedikah every time. What's the point of getting divorced and moving on, and if she's established a chazaka? So Malaysa said to him, Lefisha ain't called its boy Shavis, because not all fingers, which are euphemistically referring to the male member, not all of them are the same. Maybe with another husband, she won't even require a bedika, and it's better, says the Braisa, that the woman get divorced and she's in a rectified position, that she might not, she's not going to come to a possible situation that by mistake violating Karas, because she's going to get divorced. And she's going to go ahead and have another husband who she might not see Raya Machmas Tashmash. It's only this husband because his member, it causes something inside of her, but a different one, which is a different size, might not be the same, and therefore it's better to get divorced and have a husband that she won't have to check herself every time, because this husband, every time, and she might forget and might mess up, and then that's a chiv of karas because she might be in need of. Now, however, Amalei continued asking, he says, okay, fine, so I understand that you got to do it till the third husband, because that's a chazaka now with men already. The first time, it's three times for this man. But then you do it the third time. But then she should have to check herself by the third husband once she already has the first time relations. And she shouldn't be able to have even the second time relations without checking herself, because already established three times the chazaka that she's rei machmas tashmash by the first husband. Oh, you said, okay, but that's him. Maybe other men are different. Okay, fine. But now by the third man, really developed a chazaka by gimel etzbayis. So after the first time having tashmish, she should have to do bedika. Why only after the third time? And the Gemara says, no, you can't establish a chazaka from one act of cohabitation to be a chazaka, even with this third husband, because not all strengths and thrusts are the same. In other words, maybe this bia that she's having with the third husband was done with a lot of strength, and therefore that's not going to prove to us that every time he's having relations with this third husband would cause her to have dam. So therefore, until she has a chazaka by three bias, by every single man, then she's going to have to require a bedika by the third man by the fourth act of bia. But until then, we say in kol it's boy shavus, and then we say even in kol koyche shavus. It's only when you have three in a row, then we say, okay, we're presuming that that's the status quo, and then she's going to have to do a bedika. A story related to these halachas, the Gemara says, Ahida asoyle kamei de Rebbe. There was a woman that came in from the Rebbe who she was roida machmas tashmish, which was a difficult situation, as we pointed out in the Brisa. Every time she was cohabiting, she was having dam. So amale lavadin. So Rebbe said to Avadan, Zilbasa, go suddenly skir her. So Azilbasa, he suddenly went and skir her. V'nafam emenacharos dam, and then a cake of blood fell out of her. Rebbe says Nisrapazois. This woman was healed. Every time she was having tashmash, because there was a cake of blood in there, and every time it was being caused to come out by tashmash, but now he healed her, and she's not going to have damachos tashmash anymore, because now suddenly that fright caused it to come out. However, the Gemara brings that he itza the asur l'kamei d'mar Shmuel. There was a different woman that came in front of the master Shmuel, and Amalei Rav Dimi bar Yosef. He said also similarly to Rav Dimi bar Yosef, "This is zilbasa, go skir her." Azilbasa, he went and he frightened her, but loy nafal men b'lemidi, and nothing came out of her. So Amashmuel, he says, oh, zoom in mamala b'neifetza. See, this woman, she fills herself up with blood, which is essentially what happens by the menstrual cycle. And then she lets it out, she pours it out when she has relations. Of v'chalamala b'neifetza in la takana. Whoever fills up and then pours it out, there's no rectification. That's the problem of the woman that's roida machmas tashmish in the sense of her cycle, and it comes out because of tashmish. Whereas in the first case, by Rebbe, that was because she had in there a cake and it was coming out every time. That you could just frighten and it came out. But here, this is the problematic woman of Aroi Machmas Tashmash. Similar discussion, the Gemara says, Hida Sol Kamid Rabbi Yechanan. There's a woman that came from the Rabbi Yechanan. The Chol Emes Tahav Sol Kamid Tfilas Mitzvah. Every time she would come back from the mitzvah of immersing after her purification from being a Nida, Hava Kachas Adami, right after she came back from Mikvah, then she saw Adam. And again, she was back to the situation where she was Tame again. So Amalah, he said to her, Shema Dimas Irecha Olsabech. Maybe the rumors, the talking of the girls in the city, of the women of the city, is what caused it to you. Maybe they're jealous of you because they see the love between you and your husband. And because of their talking, that caused like an ayin hara, and therefore that's causing that you're not able to have relations right after you go to mikvah, you have dam. So lechiva hibali loy agabe anar. So he gave her idea. He says, look, go have relations with your husband by the river. Meaning, before you come into the city, everyone starts talking about you. Oh, look at them, that couple. No, before they see you, have relations, and therefore that will avoid this problem of having dam nida before you get a chance to even have cohabitation. Ikudam, there are those that say that Amalah, what he told her was, Tigali lechavrisecha. Actually, tell your friends this problem, what you're having, that after mikveh you already have your dam. Ki heichet et havalach. So just like they had regarding you up until this point. Lahach gisa, on one way that they were so jealous of you, that, oh wow, look at them, look at the love and friendship between them. Nishav alach lahach gisa, now they're going to be talking about you the other way and say, oh, look at this, you don't know what problem she has and she can't even have relations. And that's actually going to remove the jealousy, we'll remove the ayin hara, and then it'll take care of that problem. Vigadam, that those that said that Amalah, what he told her was, gal lechavrisecha, tell your friends for a different reason. So that they should request mercy for you, they'll daven for you. The Tanakh learned the Brisa says in the pasuk Vayikra that the tzeru, the one who has the tzeras, ashaboy haneged, that has the neged tzeras, so it has certain halachas, they have to rip their garments, they let their hair grow long, and so on. And it says the pasuk ends with tamei tamei yikra, he has to call out, tamei, I'm tamei. Why? So the Brisa says, tzarech ledia tzare l'rabim, he has to notify his pain to the public, v'rabim mevakshim alav rachman, and the public will beseech mercy of him, and then he'll become healed. And Amar Vesav, he says, Hava Uvdu b'Pumbadisa. It actually was such a story in Pumbadisa, the name of a city, where a woman revealed her pain to the public and they beseeched mercy for her. B'itzi, and she got healed and it took care of the problem, like in this situation where she's not going to see dam right after mikveh anymore. Now, continuing a related theme, like as in the incident regarding a woman going to the mikveh to permit her to have relations with her husband, so Amar Vesav, Amar Yehuda Marav, he says as follows, Hiskin Rebbe Besadis. Rebbe instituted in this place called Sadis, which was a place where the people were not B'nai Torah. They weren't so proficient in Jewish law, and they didn't know the correct calendar calculations of a woman to count the opening of what's called Pesach Nidus, when are they a Nida, when are they a Zava, because they're very different. The first time a woman sees, she's a Nida for 7 days, and then there's 11 days in between, which is Ziva, which is different. If you see 1 day and 2 days, or if you see 3 days, and so on and so forth. So Rebbe instituted as follows. Says, we're gonna make sure that no one's going to have these problems. Rasu Yemecher, if a woman has a discharge of blood 1 day, so Teshev Shishavahu. So we're going to be the most stringent just in case. She's going to have to wait 6 days and the day that she had a discharge. I mean, because if she's a Ziva, you actually only have to have Shemer Siyam, Kenegi, and only have to safeguard the next day. But according to biblical law, maybe she's a Nida. So you could see Dam all 7 days, but you got to wait 7 days. Not just like Shemer Siyam. Shnaim, if a woman sees Dam 2 days, Teshev Shishavahin, she has to actually wait that day and not just another. Not just those 2 days that she saw, another 5 days, but rather those 2 days and another 6 days. Now, the reason for that is, why would that be? Either way, if she's a Ziva, then it would actually be only Shemir Siyayim, and if she's a Nida, you'd only have to have another 5 days. It's a stringency because maybe the first of those 2 days was the end of the 11 days of Ziva, which doesn't carry over to the next day, because then you're starting, the second day was the beginning of her Nida. And if that was the beginning of the Nida, actually, she would have to have another 6 days. So therefore, you have to keep another 6 days. But, he says, Shleisha, if a woman sees 3 days in a row, where if they argue Meziva, and women don't know because they don't know exactly where they are in their calendar and the cycle, which if it was during Meziva, if you see three in a row, that requires Shiv and Nekim. So he says, here also, even if it's like a regular woman who's becoming a Nida, where if she sees 3 days, she just has to actually count another 4 days, doesn't have to, and there's actually no requirement of Shiv and Nekim. But since we don't know, she might be in the days of Ziva, so Teshav Shiv and Nekim, she actually has to count 7 clean days, because maybe she is in the days of Ziva. Now, moreover, Amr Bzeir. Bzeir says even more so, and that's the custom today. But Nais Yisrael Hechmir Al Atzma. The Jewish women, they were stringent on themselves. Shafila Roy Tibas Dam Kachardli. Even if they see a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, no matter when, Yeshiv is Alev Shav Nekim, she waits for 7 clean days. And Rashi Masechta Megillah explains, why would that be? How is it possible that one drop, which is 1 day, how would that ever be requirement of Shav Nekim? Where he says it could have been the end of something, and then this would be the beginning of something, and that would actually be undoing the Shav Nekim, and you would have to, from one drop, have to count the Shav Nekim. So therefore, the Jewish women, the stringent, no matter what the situation is, they always count Shav Nekim. Now, related discussion that relates back to this halacha, Adbrei Rava L'Rav Shmuel B'Darsh. Rava was walking along with Rav Shmuel and he expounded it as follows. He says the following halacha. Kishasa Shnei Yam. If a woman was in childbirth for 2 days, and she was seeing Dam in those 2 days, which were during the days of Ziva, Ulishlishi Hippila, and on day 3, when she was also seeing Dam, she had a miscarriage. So he said, Tishav Shem Nekim. So she has to wait and count 7 clean days. And he explained, says the Gemara, because Kesavra, he held, first of all, in Kishul in the farms. Although generally, when a woman sees 3 days in a row during the Meziva, she becomes a Zava Gedayla, which requires her to wait 7 clean days. But if it's during childbirth, actually, as the Gemara elsewhere says, that they actually does not become a Zava. But that's only when there's Kishri, childbirth pains. He held that when it's not a child that's being born, but actually a miscarriage, we don't give it that status of Kishri. So she was essentially like not having a child, and it was 3 days in a row of Dam during the days of Ziva. Now, moreover, V'yef shel psichas akev b'lei Dam. Although only for 2 days she saw Dam, and on day 3, actually when she miscarried, she didn't see any Dam. So it was only 2 days. No, because since something came out today, a miscarriage, a fetus that didn't survive, so that means to say the uterus opened. The uterus opened, that means to say, he says, it's not possible the uterus to open without any blood dripping out, and therefore, although maybe we didn't see it, but that means there was, and therefore it was 3 days in a row, and you don't have the dispensation of birth because it was a miscarriage, therefore, he said that she's going to have to wait 7 clean days. On that halacha, Amalei Papa LaRava, Rav Papa asked on Rava, he says, my area, Kishasa Shnei Yamim, why do you even need to require Shiv Nekim, to say that before today she had 2 days that she was seeing Dam and in childbirth, which we're not giving the dispensation of childbirth, even if she saw just a drop, which again we're saying it today when she had a miscarriage, obviously it opened up and therefore there was a drop, that itself would make her to have to count Shiv Nekim. Because the Amr B'Zeir, the halacha we mentioned before, he says, B'nai Yisrael Lechmir L'Atzman, the Jewish women were stringent on themselves. Shafela Reis Tibes Dam Kechad, even if they see just a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, Yeshiv L'Hashem Nekim, she has to count 7 clean days. Why are you saying this whole case of 2 days before? That Amalei Rebbe said to him, Amin Allah Chisura, I'm telling you regarding prohibitory law, meaning even if a woman's not going to be stringent on herself, biblically, such a case that I'm describing to you, she has to count Shem and Nekiyim. V'ad amrit min haga, and you're telling me the custom, the stringencies of the Jewish women? No, you're right. Heicha da achmer achmer, where the Jewish women are stringent, like Reb Zeir, they are stringent. Heicha da achmer achmer, where they're not stringent, not stringent. And therefore, Rebbe says, yeah, of course, the custom is like that, but I'm saying according to what everyone would have to hold, and therefore it's not difficult why he picked the 2 days before. Now, continuing on teachings of Rava, the Gemara brings the following mnemonic: Tavu'uha, Neser, B'chamen, Litvul, Kamotim, Agabe, Nomol, Simen. That's mnemonic for these teachings, which are primarily the teachings of Rava. First one continues on the theme of our teachings of Masechtas Nida. Amar Rava says, Tavu'uha li Nasei v'nisbaisa. If a man petitions a woman to get married and she agrees, Tzricha Shateshav Shivnikim, she has to wait first. Make sure that the next that there's 7 clean days before she gets married, because maybe because of what's called the desire of that lust that she wants to get married, that's called taivas chimud, that itself might actually cause her to have dam, and therefore we have to wait Shimon Nekiyim before they go ahead and consummate their relationship. As the Gemara brings a story that illustrates this, that Ravina iasikle lebrei bei Rav Chanina. Ravina was busy with his son marrying him off to the daughter of Rav Chanina. So Amalei, so the daughter of the caller of Chanina, said to Ravina, Savale mar lemichtav k'sub l'arba yom, is the master going to be ready to write the k'sub in 4 days to let them get married in 4 days from now? Amalei, and he says yes. But kimat l'arba, when the 4th day came along, nota adarba achrinim, he waited another 4 days. So Iakiv shiva yom basahu yom, so it ended up being that he waited 7 days from that day after they agreed to the marriage, and Chasan Kala said, okay, we're going to get married 4 days from now. It ended up being not 4 days, but 7 days. So Amalei my high. So the father of the Kala said, what's this? Why'd you wait 7 days instead of the 4 days we agreed upon? So Amalei, so he said to him, Lo amar l'had the Rabbi, don't you hold to the teaching Rabbi, which we mentioned just before? Dama Rabbi says, Tabu'u li nasev nisbaisa, if a man petitions a woman to get married and she agrees, Tzichaleshav shivinakim, she has to first wait 7 days because she has to make sure that she's clean for those 7 days to make sure that there was no dam of chimud, and even if there was that, you have 7 clean days, before they get married. So Amalei, so he said to him, Eima Dama Rava, when did Rava say he's teaching Begadayla, by an adult woman, the Kachaz Yadama, where she sees blood, so then we would be suspecting that there was blood, and never you have to wait Shem in the Kiyim. Al-Bakatan Dulei Chaz Yadama, but a minor, which was my daughter, which is a little girl, who she never saw Dam, me, Amr, did he say that you have to wait Shem in the Kiyim? Amalei, he said to him, yes, Beferish Amarava, Rava explicitly said, Leishna Gadayla, Leishna Gatan. It doesn't make a difference if she's an older girl or a younger girl. Because Gedolah time, man, what's the reason why the older girl Mishum the Mechamda is because of her desire? Katana not Mechamda. The younger girl also has the desire, and that itself could cause blood, and therefore you have to wait in all situations from when she agrees 7 clean days. Now we continue with other teachings of Rava, which they're all related to the halachas of tefillah, of immersion in the mikvah, as they relate to the laws of Nida, which is a related topic. Some Rava, he says, Isha, woman, as a Ketintim Adbeis, Loi Tachuf, should not comb her hair. Loi b'neser, not with this detergent neser, v'loi b'chayil, and not with sand. Why? B'neser mishum de mekatif. With this neser, what happens is that it's very strong, and it pulls out the hairs, and actually then the hairs are going to get entangled, and then they're going to be chatzitza, it's going to be interposition in the hairs, because it has to be naturally what's connected to the body. You have these extra strands that are sticking all around. Therefore, don't use neser, because it's too strong, it's going to pull the hairs out when you're combing. And don't use sand, because then it gets muddy. It actually makes the hairs stick together, and that's going to be chatzitza. And the whole purpose of, one of the purposes, the understanding of chafifa is that it shouldn't be chatzitza, that a woman should scrub herself to make sure that there's nothing interposing between her body and the water. Another teaching, says, the woman should only scrub with warm water, which is the cleaning she does with her body before she goes to the mikvah, but not with cold water. And he says, "Vafil b'chamichama." And this that I'm saying, that it has to be warm water, could even be water that was heated by the sun, but it's got to be warm, not cold. So the Gemara says, "Tzayin in my time aloy, why can't you use cold water?" Shem dekriwi, because it's cold. And mashri mazya, what happens is that it hardens the hairs, cold stiffens things up, and therefore you're not going to have to get off the dirt that's on the hair, which is the purpose of the chafifa. So therefore, you use warm water, not cold water. Another teaching from V'amar Rav, he says, Lo'il mi'lamar odim tech beis, a person should always teach in his household, Shtei isha madicha beis kamatim b'mayim, that the woman should wash the areas of folds in her body, in her skin, with water as her preparation to the mikvah. So let's say by the underarms or by the general area, by the hidden parts of the body, a woman should wash herself and clean herself out beforehand. So on that, the Gemara asks, Meisvi from a Mishnah Masechtas Mikvois. The Mishnah says, Beis HaKmatim, the folds of the body, which are naturally the body, let's say when there's parts of the body that fold over the other part of the body, or Beis HaSarim, or the concealed areas of the woman's body, Einan Tzrichin LeBeis Mayim. We don't need that the waters of the mikveh should enter those places. So why are we saying that you have to clean those places that there's no chatzitza, but the water doesn't have to go there? Why do you have to make sure there's no chatzitzas over there? Says the Gemara, Nehida Bias Maim Loi Bina. You're right, although the water doesn't actually have to go, let's say, between the folds of the body, but Makam Haro Labias Maim Bina, but it needs to be a place that it's fit, that water could have gone there, and that there wouldn't have been anything that's an interposition over there. As the Gemara brings Kedreb Zer, the Amr Zer, he says, in regards to halachas of menachas, of the flower offerings brought in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Kal Haro Labila, as the Mishnah, it's brought in Mesechus Menachas, that whatever is fit to be mixed, is halacha, that a mincha, one of the halachas are, the flour and oil and it's mixed together, is called belila. So when you bring 60 esrainim, which is a certain amount of flour, in one vessel, it's fit to mix that amount. You could mix it, it's not that too much. You could mix it. So then, says Reb Zeir, in belila ma'keves, but then actually, the mixing is not integral, and if it's not mixed, it's still going to be kosher. But v'she'ein ro labila, if it's not possible to mix that quantity, like when you have 61 esrainim in one vessel, it's too much, it's not going to mix well, then actually bila ma'keves boy, actually then the mixing is integral and it's going to be possible, because since you can't mix, then it's not possible, then it's going to be considered actually invalid, because it's not even categorical in something that the halacha bila applies. So here too, although you don't need the water to go there, it has to be possible that the water could go there, and therefore one has to clean themselves over there. And so too, Amar Rav and Bar Rav Adam, Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, Maisa b'shevchasa shel Rabbi, there was such an incident with the maidservant of Rabbi. She tavla, but also she immersed herself in the mikveh and she came out. V'nimtzala etzem chaitzit mishneh, and they found a bone that was stuck between her teeth. And water, a woman does not have to open up her mouth when she's in the mikveh. But v'tzricha Rabbi tefila cheres, Rabbi required another immersion. Why? Although water doesn't have to go there, but it has to be possible that the water could have gone there, and therefore it's chatzitz. Another teaching from Amar Rav, he says, Tavla va'alsa. If a woman immersed herself in the mikveh and she came out, and then when she came out of the mikveh, she sees that there's something interposing. There's something stuck in the hair, something stuck on her body. So he says as follows, Im samach l'chafifa tavla, if right near the time that she scrubbed herself, and when she scrubbed, she makes sure that she's clean, she immersed herself, then she doesn't have to go ahead now again to scrub herself and immerse herself again, because most definitely, somehow, we don't know how, but after she immersed herself, this thing got entangled in her. But if it wasn't right after that she scrubbed herself, that she immersed, then maybe it got stuck on her before she went to the mikveh, and if she has to go scrub herself again and immerse herself again. Now, Igadami, they'll say a slightly different version. If the same day that she scrubbed herself, not immediate, same day that tavla she immersed herself, then in the tzricha lacha v'litva, then she doesn't have to go scrub herself again and immerse. But v'mlav, if it wasn't the same day, tzricha lacha v'litva, then she has to scrub herself again and immerse herself. Says Gemara Mai, but now what's the difference between these two different versions? So Igavinayu, there's a difference, first of all, l'mismach l'chafifa tefila. Do you have to do right after the scrubbing the immersion? According to the first version, you need to do it right after. According to the second version, no, as long as it's the same day. Oh, and additional difference is the other way around. If a woman could scrub herself during the daytime, and then right after when it becomes nighttime, go ahead and immerse herself in the mikveh, where it's not the same day. According to the second version, actually not going to be good. According to the first version, actually will be good, because it's right after, even though it's not the same day. Another teaching, Omar Rava, he says, a woman should not be standing on an earthenware vessel on the bottom of the mikveh and immerse herself that way. So, Sav Rav Kahana Lamei, Rav Kahana thought to say that time of my, what's the reasoning of this halacha? Mishum Gezeris Merchatzais, because of a decree of the bathhouses, where it was normal by the bathhouses that they would sit on these benches made out of earth, which is similar to an earthenware vessel, and that's how they would sit in the bathhouses. So, if you're going to let a woman immerse herself in the mikveh on top of an earthenware vessel, people are going to come to say, oh, that's like a bathhouse when it's on earthenware, and people are going to think that you could do immersion of a mikveh in the bathhouse, which is not a valid mikveh. So, the inference, however, says Rav Kahana, if that's the case, so al gabi silta, so if let's say she's standing not on an earthenware vessel, but rather a slab of wood, so then shabbat dami, that would be okay, because that wouldn't be confused with a bathhouse. However, Amal Rav Chanan min arda, he says no. Hasam time ima, you know what the reason of the problem with the earthenware vessel was? Mishum dibi isa. Simply because she's afraid that she's going to fall, because she's on top of something, she's not on the ground, and therefore she's not going to do an appropriate immersion. So therefore, Sultan Amibisa, therefore says a plank of wood is the same thing. If it's not on the flat surface of the ground, she might be afraid, and it might not be a good immersion, and therefore it's actually not going to be okay. Because it's not about Gezeris Beis Merchatzais, rather it's because of her being afraid and not doing a valid immersion. Now, the last of the mnemonics of these halachas of tefillah, the Gemara brings that Amr of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak, says, Isha lay titful, a woman should not immerse herself as a ketin tab of samach zayin min aleph, bin namal, in a port, in a place where the ships all come to, which the reason why is because that place, there's a lot of action over there, and the sand is not smooth, rather it's very muddy over there. And if the woman's going to immerse herself over there, she's going to get mud on her, and that's going to be chatzitza, it's going to interpose on her body, on her hair, and therefore a woman should not immerse herself over there. And that's afagav de hashtaleka, even though we check her now, and we don't see any mud on her, but Amer, we could say, b'diyayni nafal, which is, Rashi says, doesn't know exactly what b'diyayni means, but he said he thinks it means something like shaking, which means to say that when she shakes her leg as she's coming out of the water, that itself will make the mud fall off of her. But although we see when she comes out, there's no mud, that's not going to be a proof. Could be when she immersing herself, there is mud on her, and it's a chatzitza, and not a valid tefillah. It's only when she comes out that the mud falls off of her, and therefore he says one should not have a woman immersing by the port because of the mud over there that could be a chatzitza in the tefillah, in the immersion in the mikvah.